Proclamation number 8958 of 3rd of April, 1965. Divine Mercy Spring. When the divine flow of favor pours into a man's heart, then a spring opens, out of which he can draw living water, which will also never ever run dry, as long as man's will is prepared for it. For I myself have given you this promise that rivers of living water will flow from your body, and how else would my words be understood? You yourselves are able to receive my divine spirit current and to let it flow on, because I want to send this love care to you, that you receive power from me directly and can provide yourselves again and again and you with power for your pilgrimage on earth, so that you do not sink down powerless in a desolate area, where still the long way up lies before you. Because my love does not leave you without help. It is always prepared to supply you with food, with a fresh drink of life and with a delicious bread, at which you can feast. But you must always be prepared yourselves to open the source in you, and you must also let your fellow men take part in the delicious gift, which flows towards you uninterruptedly. Because you all need it quite necessary, if you want to end your earth way powerfully. You all are to be fed with heavenly food, to once be able to reach your destination, to return to me, from whom you once started. Until my flow of favor can touch you, you are still in densest darkness, because that is the bread of heaven, the living water, that you are to again take note of the cause of your being on this earth. You are to again win a knowledge, which has been lost to you, and you are to receive such knowledge from me myself, who opens up this source, wherever a willing heart is found. For with knowledge you also receive the strength to fulfill your earth task. You remain in constant contact with me, otherwise my flow of grace could not touch you, and you're certain to reach your aim, for you have detached yourselves from my adversary, who no longer has you under his control because you turn to me. And so therefore all my promises come true for him who also fulfills the conditions, which I have attached to it. Because all my words, which I spoke on earth, were not spoken in vain. But he still respects them. They have become empty words to which you men no longer give meaning, which you speak without being aware of their great meaning. But my word is spirit and life. It gives you spiritual knowledge and thus true life, just as everything that comes forth from me will give life to the dead. And dead you all are at your embodiment as man, and you are to be awakened to life. But that which is slow to come to life must be nourished with strong food and refreshing drink. And such food I offer to all of you, but leave it up to everyone to accept it. But blessed is he who comes to my table and lets himself be fed and watered by me. He will come to life and never lose this life again. Every man can prepare himself as vessel of my spiritual current, and I will also consider every man according to his love and his degree of maturity, but which he will always increase the more he receives from me. Everyone who establishes the intimate bond with me can also feel addressed by me, for this bond guarantees him right thinking, and thus every person need only pay attention to his thoughts. But he should not accept the thoughts of those who are not yet in intimate bond with me themselves. He should only ever consult himself and know that he then cannot think wrongly, providing he is not preloaded with knowledge which he is not prepared to surrender. Then he must first free himself from it and unconditionally hand himself over to me, and I will instruct him according to my promise that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, The truth will not be denied to anyone who earnestly desires it. But when you humans are obviously led to a spring from which my living water flows, then lie down by it. Draw from the water of life and gather strength for your earthly walk. For truly, you will then have found a flow of grace which will safely lead you to the aim. To unification with me. To the final return to your father's house. Amen.